You're listening to Shift, Human First Financial Guidance with Ross Marino.
Today, we are once again shifting the conversation with Amy Mullen. Hello, Amy.
Hi. Great to see you.
Great to have you back on the show. It's always enjoyable. Before we dive into our topic today, how about you take about 30 seconds and just introduce yourself to everyone?
Sure. I'm Amy Mullen. I'm president of Money Quotient. It is a small organization that offers training and consulting to financial planners on how to implement a life planning process. So I go around and speak about client behavior and how to support them in making positive change in their lives. And I'm excited to be coming back to Shift again this year.
We're looking forward to it. I already know what your presentation is, and it's exciting, but I had the pleasure of hearing you speak just a short while ago at XYPN, and I almost missed it, but I made it into the last second and snuck into the back. And I watched this presentation, research-driven, and I remember looking at some of the slides. I actually tweeted one of them, or did I X one of them now? I'm not sure what the verb is, so we've changed. So I did whatever that X Twitter social media thing is and put it up there, because there was a slide that really, in my mind, I thought, that is such a shift that it's actually shocking. And when I shared that with you, you had said that the researchers are actually shocked as well. So why don't we start with what you learned?
Sure. So this was some research that our nonprofit organization, MQ Research and Education, took the lead on in 2021. And then they did a lot of the analysis of the data and put out a white paper in 2022. So I was sharing some of the results of this research. The white paper is titled Developing and Maintaining Client Trust and Relation or Trust and Commitment in a Rapidly Changing Environment. So they really wanted to take a look at, has there been a shift in clients' perspectives of their relationship with their advisor through all of the crazy world events that we've been through over the last 15 years or so? So the recession, as well as the pandemic and a lot of kind of social and political movements as well, or upheavals, if you will. So they wanted to see, has any of those experiences changed the perspective of the client, of their relationship? And wow, has it ever? So what you were referring to was a slide that I shared showing a very big change in their perspective and frankly, trust and commitment for their advisors from a previous study that they had conducted in 2006, and then repeated the study in 21, 15 years ago, where they took a look at a lot of the same elements that they were researching before, but they also added in quite a few new elements, such as virtual meetings. How does that affect trust and commitment? As well as the client's financial anxiety that they might be feeling, and also various cultural elements. How has that affected their perspective of their relationship with their client? So it was very interesting. And as you said, Ross, it was very shocking even to the researchers to see quite a change in their perspective. So I plan to share some of those results at Shift, but also, like, what do you do about it? If there's been this shift in perspective, what can advisors do to reconnect with some of those clients and gain an understanding of maybe their new perspective and how maybe their priorities has shifted over this time frame as well?
I think with a lot of advisors, and I'll have to put myself in this category, because I was thinking about this as I was listening to you, I have my own perception of, here's how I do my practice, here's how I communicate, and my people like it because that's how they communicate with me and that's what I do. But then when you look at some of these surveys, you may find out that, well, they may do that because that's what I require, but their preference is actually different. Are you going to go into some of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of that has to do with virtual meetings, is that during the whole study, we were sending surveys out to advisors. So we got their perspective of their relationships with their clients and their perspective of their use of virtual meetings and all of that, and then surveyed the clients as well. So you get both perspectives. And this is where you see quite a gap in the advisor's perspective versus the client's. So it showed that advisors have been making a lot of assumptions about their clients' preferences. And it's not that they were maybe wrong, maybe prior to some of these events that we've experienced, they actually did collect information about those clients' preferences. But I think a big part of the problem is they never went back to the client to see if those preferences maybe have changed because of the experiences that they have. So they go on believing that those preferences or priorities remain the same for that client. And really, I mean, research is showing that people's perspectives of their own lives, of their relationships, of how they want to live their lives and use their money too, has really shifted. So it's almost important. It is important that advisors be thinking about re-engaging their clients in terms of the data gathering, again, qualitative data gathering. Let's revisit some of those initial discovery questions that you probably asked when you were onboarding that client, but maybe it's time to revisit those because things have really shifted.
There it is. It keeps coming up.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be such an interesting presentation. I'm glad I was able to catch part of it previously. And what I do like about what you'll do at Shift is our theme is going to be, here's what you can do and here's how you do it. Because so many of the Shift attendees, they'll be advisors like me. We get it. You don't have to spend 30 minutes convincing me of the research. As soon as I saw it, I thought, yeah, I'm experiencing that. I get it. That's my client. So what can we do about this? And I know that's what you're going to go into. So I look forward to hearing you speak again in March at Shift in Orlando, and we will see you then.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Shift with Ross Marino. Please visit humanfirst.live to learn more. This show is for general information purposes only and is not intended to provide recommendations or advice. Speak with a legal, tax, or financial advisor before making any decisions. Past performance references are historical and do not guarantee future results.